Thank you for calling. This is Ken.
Yes, Ken, this is Nick Savitas. I'm returning your call.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Yes, sir. Basically, you had a query. I was trying to reach you regarding the profile itself. And the last message you mentioned that you have sent me the PDF. So we have evaluated all the information, so the PDFs, the online resources, whatever information was out there. Before sending you, we double-checked the information and sent over the details with you regarding your assessment along with the profile. So as we are speaking for the first time for the draft itself, so my question to you would be, like, are you happy with the current draft that was created for the profile?
Well, I think it was a little bit too, I mean, it was pretty much quoting some of the information that I sent.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem to be a, like an original piece.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem to, aside from the words that were written, you seem to have issue with it being published in the first place.
Well, sir, as far as your feedback goes, this is something I can say is an initial draft. This is not something finalized, or this is obviously editable, amendable. This is just to give you an idea about the sections that are going to be created for the profile itself. Like you can see, there's an introduction for your profile, then the early life and education, career and art, explaining the work that you do. Publications about the books that you've written, exhibitions. Obviously, this can be edited. This is not something finalized. So we are making sure that proper categories are created. But obviously, if you need to add or remove information, we can do that. So this is not something finalized.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm going to take a lot of your time.
And we are not trying to create something in an expedited way. We are taking our time doing research, getting information added. And as far as the information that we have currently, you can see in the assessment report that what information we were able to use them as citations for your profile itself.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, if you're not happy with the current draft, we can amend it. We can revise it. Information can be added. But obviously, we need to cite them through proper referencing. We cannot add citations that are not deemed notable as per Wikipedia guidelines.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have I don't have major issues with what's written.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at most, I would maybe change just a little bit.
We can do that. That's not a problem, so you don't have to worry about this. We won't be publishing anything for your profile itself without getting your consent or approval. If you give us the green signal, we will then submit the application to Wikipedia itself. But as of now, the main concern, like obviously there are two requirements that needs to be fulfilled in order to get the page up for personal living biographies. First is the eligibility that you have, fulfilled. You are eligible for that page on Wikipedia as per your work and uniqueness in your field. The page can be created. The next part comes with the notability. As far as the information we have gathered and what you have shared with us, most of the information, I believe, are pre-internet.
Right.
Like you have physical articles, magazines, you send us the information to us. But we cannot utilize them because obviously Wikipedia requires online articles to back the information. So we send out the details to the Wikipedia community. And they mentioned that in order to get the page up, to get it successfully live without any hassle whatsoever, you need to have additional like 10 to 15 mid-tier or like 3 to 4 articles on top or major platforms to fulfill this guideline. And after this, the page will definitely go live for sure. So my question to you, sir, is that do you have any like PR agency or a PR manager who takes care of your online presence?
No.
So the previous the previous articles we have gathered, who created them?
This is other people. Publications, newspapers, magazines.
I'm looking at it. You've been featured on good platforms as well. Like, let me just see, pull up the information here, that you have profiles on your social media accounts. But that won't help you in Wikipedia, so obviously. But as per the research, you have presence on LinkedIn, Facebook, Insta. And then we can see there are multiple articles coming from different platforms related to the art industry. You have like Artsy, you have U Gallery. These are good publications. So as of now, nobody takes care of this.
No.
So if you can't, then do you want us to look into it? Because we can feature you on good platforms in order to fulfill this. That we can reach out to different PR agencies and submit your profile to them and see where you can get featured. Because this is the only requirement coming from Wikipedia. So I would suggest you to create them and get this, publications and articles created in a way that is acceptable as per Wikipedia and submit it on your draft, amend the draft, and then submit it with Wikipedia to get the page up.
And so would this be for an additional fee?
Well, sir, this will be outsourced, so there will be an additional fee. But what we can do, from our part, is that we can get you the best prices available. Like, if you try to reach them out yourself, they're going to charge you more. But what we can do, as we have contracts with the companies, and this is not the first time we have came across for a client that we need to generate information or articles about them, we can get you some, good prices and discounts on it.
Yeah, but it sounds to me like I would be paying you, and then you would not be guaranteeing that they would write the article in legitimate art publication.
We will share the names with you, sir, like where we are going to feature you. Like, once I have the information from the PR agency, I will share that with you. You have a look, which ones you want to get on board with, where you want to get yourself featured, because we will get you on news and magazines related to arts and everything, so you can have a look into it. And then once you give us the approval, then we will move forward. And the content of the article itself will be shared with you through the editors or the writers of the source itself. So we won't be creating something out of the blue. Everything will be shared with you in black and white. And after your approvals, then we will submit and get it live on the platforms committed or the ones you chose. So do you want me to look into this information and share that with you?
What information would you be sharing with me?
Like the publications, where we can get you on board, where you want to get yourself, you know, published for the article itself.
And who would be writing these articles?
The writing of these articles will be done by the editors or the staff writers of the publication that you want to go with. We won't be writing anything. We are just working on Wikipedia submission. Everything will be done by the publication. For example, if you choose LA Weekly, for example, I'm giving you a name. This is a famous newspaper. So if you want to create the content from the articles, will be written by the staff editor or the writer. They will share that with us, and then that will be shared with you for your review. Once you give us the approval, then we will get it published on the LA Weekly platform.
Okay, I just wanted to just make sure I understand. You're saying that a writer in LA Weekly would write these stories?
I'm giving you an example. Like, I will share the names of the platforms with you. If you
For example, in this example, a writer in LA Weekly would write the story based on what source information? What source information would they be using?
They will be using your information that will be shared with them through us. And once you proceed with the publications, you need to fill out a form for the article itself. And they will create the article based on your personal profile, like biography, your career, your achievements, your future projects, but on a credible platform. They won't be writing it in a promotional way. They will be covering it as an independent entry, as an independent writer who actually is willing to write about you. They will cover the whole information of your profile. And, of course, whatever they will write, that will be shared with you for your review, if they have written the information correct or not. If you want to add or remove information, we can revise that information. And once you give us the approval on the article content itself, then we will get it published on the platform, for example, the LA Weekly one.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, just to give you an idea, I will send you the details within an hour where we can get you featured to the agency, and you can let us know which ones you want to go with and which ones you don't want to go with. It's your choice to make, sir. But the main thing is to get the information created and submitted on Wikipedia to get the page up. Because you are eligible, the profile can be created. It's just that once this requirement is fulfilled, we are good to go.
And what happens if I don't go this route?
Like if you say you cannot create the article, for example, then of course, sir, if you want us to submit the page, we can do that. But the information itself is coming from Wikipedia. So I would recommend to create these publications. But if you say you cannot, then of course we will submit the page and share the details with you what Wikipedia is requiring. Because we don't want to submit anything that will hurt your future submissions. So our recommendation is to create them either to us, either through your contacts to fulfill this. Because you can get the page. Not many people have it, have this option, but obviously you can get it, so I would recommend you to create the publications. But obviously, what you have paid us, we will work on it and try to gather information, what needs to be done to get the page up.
And what's the downside of trying with
no, without me creating additional publications, what's the downside of trying to get it, the entry in Wikipedia and it being rejected?
Well, sir, we looked into your profile. I see there were no previous submissions done under the name as per the research we conducted. And obviously, if we submitted without the publications, if the page is sustained, then obviously it will stay live. But obviously, it can get deleted as well. So there is a 50-50 chance there. But I would say not to go with it, because if the page gets deleted by the same issue of notability, so there will be a deletion log created under your name, and that will stay on Wikipedia, and it will get tougher and tougher for future submissions. Because what we are trying to do is to submit it in a proper manner, as per the guidelines, all the requirements fulfilled, and then submit it. So there is a very good chance, like it increases to 90 to 95% to get the page up. So obviously that is great for the profile itself and for future edits. But if we try to submit the page again and again without fulfilling the requirements, so I would say it's not good for the profile itself. Either you have to create it by another name, or either you have to change information from it. So it will get, harder and harder, like, for later purposes.
I see.
Because what
so
people
how much
do...
Would it-
just to give you an idea, what people do is they try to do that themselves. What happens is that after 2 to 3 attempts, the profile gets locked, and only the wiki administrator will give the approval to do that. So it becomes quite hard to submit the page, sir. So as far, what was your question, sir?
Well, you didn't say how much extra it would cost.
Well, sir, that information will be shared with me because it depends upon the publications you want to go with. Like, that depends upon the sources and their costs. So what I'm going to do is that I can share the details with you. Give me, like, 30 minutes or an hour. I'll send the details and give you a ring and let you know the prices. I want to document this, obviously, to send you everything in writing as well so you can read it, right, and the costs. The time frame, everything will be included there.
Yeah. Well, you can just send it on email. I'd like to read.
Yeah, I'll do that on the same chain, the communication with you on Teamwork.
Yeah.
You have a look into it,
yeah.
And if you can speak to me, if you're free, we can discuss about it, what we can do, what the options are.
Okay.
So just give me 30 minutes to an hour. I'll send you that details. Let
okay.
me just go and speak to
thank
my
you.
PR manager.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Nick, for your time.
Thank you for your time as well.
All right.